darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Cody,
what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Welcome to the darkness.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Another darkness-filled show without the P1. Oh my God!
Oh boy!
Is he alive?
Out of all the days to have a screening, tonight is the night.
Especially on a dark.
Yes.
If I didn't come home so tired on Monday, I totally would have did a show with him.
Yeah.
But this could be a hell-ass week for me, man.
Oh, really? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, the new iPhone.
Oh, that's right.
God damn it. iPhone 6 and 6 Plus.
Uh-huh.
Coming out to your local, whatever, T-Mobile, AT&T stores or wherever. So, Tuesday, last Tuesday, they announced the iPhone 6 and everything.
Correct.
People lost their shit where I was. I don't know where you were, but people lost their shit.
Oh, that's the usual reaction to these iPhones, I think.
Yeah.
Even though it's shit that's already been on the market, you know, for I don't know how long. But, you know, since it has the Apple logo on it, people just, you know, tend to just lose their shit.
You got a lot of people like, yes, I have an iPhone, yes, yes. Look at me now, yes, I have something that you don't have.
Right.
I mean, now, you know, like I said, I'm going to give credit to the iPhone. It helped get the smartphone where it is today.
Oh, yeah.
I should say. I mean, I'm so thankful to have a smartphone. I like it. I probably wouldn't even have had a cell phone if it didn't have internet and podcasting and everything.
Oh, I hear you, man. I can't imagine life without a smartphone now.
Yeah, but then now, you know, as things, you know, with competition and things try to get better and improve, then, you know, that iPhone, and after that whole man died, what's his name? Steve fucking Jobs.
Yep.
Yeah, after he dies, you know, then a lot of people worried about the future of iPhone. And I guess on the money standpoint, it's still going to make a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about
on
that.
On an innovation standpoint, not so much.
Yeah, because they're trying to release these bigger phones now, and I thought Apple would try to steer away from that. But apparently that ain't the case.
Hey, Steve Jobs said once, he said, over my dead body, that the iPhone would get bigger.
Well, sure enough.
Yeah, somebody gave him some cancer.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Like, oh, make this damn iPhone big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, that Tuesday night when they announced it, we closed my door at my shop around 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This lady comes up and starts beating on the door, and she was like, Hello? Can I come in and get the phone? It was on TV. Hello? I'm like, ma'am, have some dignity about yourself. Go home, all right? It's not even out yet. We don't even have the phone. You know, she's like, can I pre-register? I mean, I just saw it was out. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm just going to ignore this.
Lady just clueless.
Clueless. I'm like, ma'am, they have pumpkin spice at Starbucks. Go get some of your pumpkin spice. Stop being a basic bitch right now. You're being very basic. Damn, man. I gotta go to work at 5 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, go ahead. Gotta
for the releasing of that phone, man.
Get prepared for that rush.
They only gotta have Like we only got to have like 8 phones at the store.
Okay, so was your store pre-ordering? Were they offering pre-orders or no?
Well, the pre-order, it doesn't give a shit about a pre-order. Because if you pre-order, they're still going to send it to you in like October.
Yeah.
October like 20th or 22nd or whatever.
Pre-ordering at your store, as I meant.
No.
No?
It's first come, first serve.
Oh, God.
So Thursday, we're going to have people sleeping outside of the store.
Yep.
I mean, rumor has it there's already people doing it inside of stores in New York.
Jesus,
some hipster ass people who don't even have a job.
Oh man, I can't believe it, man. This iPhone is it really that serious?
If anything, I think it'll die down after this one.
Man, because I remember I did that back in when the 3G came out back in 2008.
Yeah.
And that was my first iPhone. I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. I look back on it, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that?
Right. And in the words of P1, fuck standing in line for all those hours.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. For an iPhone, yeah. Especially you already got one. I know it's probably like a lesser phone, but still, man, like, damn, you can't wait. Like, I don't get it.
We had deals, right? We had deals in my store where you can, like stores like AT&T and everybody, they got deals where if you turn in your iPhone 4.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Like a free iPhone 6. You know, so this kid comes in with his dad and he's like, hey, I want to get the new iPhone 5S. And he had an iPhone 4 and intact. There was nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can get the 5S if I trade that in. And he was like, I can't wait that long. I got to wait 2-3 weeks for it? No, I want it now. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was willing to spend $100 of his own money. He could have just got the phone for free.
Mm-hmm.
But he spent $100, and he traded in his shitty-ass iPhone 4 for $34.
Wow.
So. I'm like, man, this generation, man, we don't know what patience is or how to wait.
No, they ain't part of our vocabulary, my friend.
No, and then these companies out there, they love it. They love to see these people waiting in line. So when they see those lines, it just looks like looking at a dollar bag just sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, man.
Fucking madness. Ignorance is what it is.
It can be a crazy. I can't wait till this week is over and then the phone is over. You got cheap ass people like, I want to get the iPhone, but I don't want to pay $200. So how can I get the iPhone? I'm like, I don't know, ma'am.
Yeah, like I don't know what to tell you. You go sign that damn contract, you're gonna pay full price. So I don't
Right. People come in, they're like, well, I pay my bill. I've been paying my bill, and I've been a customer for like 8 years. And the word that gets me when they say that entitled. When they say I'm entitled to get a free phone, I'm like,
what?
And I'm just looking at people too. I'm like, you know what? If you're white, you should not use the word entitled for nothing. Nothing.
Entitled to get the newest phone on the market just because you've been paying your bills on time. I don't see how that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what you get when you leave your when you pay your house bills on time?
What's that?
You're entitled to live in your own damn house because you pay that on time. Yeah, you're not entitled to a new brand new house.
That's it. Good point. Very good point.
People just say, and I have never used that word entitled in my whole life. I had to learn about that word because I didn't even know what entitled meant.
Yeah, you gotta earn that shit, man.
I really wish I knew what a title really means. I'm like, man, what am I entitled to?
Right.
I feel like I'm missing out because I just figured out a new word.
Shit, man. Well, shit. I know what I'm entitled to.
What are you entitled to?
Goddamn bottle right here.
Yeah.
I know so many. So, hey, I'm entitled to another one, right?
Yes, you are.
Here you go.
And then you got, we also entitled to some, I guess, some good news for today.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, some Cody news, right? You got some news?
Oh, I got a few things to talk about, or that we should talk about, some interesting things. I want to get your opinion on some things.
Okay.
Got another video on the docket today, too. You can relate to this one. I think this is probably right up your alley, because since you like women of the... Caucasian persuasion. Say,
I like all types of women. Thank you.
Okay.
I was at work one day, and I was at work, and it was an episode with P1 getting to my ass about something. I don't know. I don't listen halfway.
Yeah.
And I played it for one of my coworkers I listened to, and I think it was talking about how P1 was saying, "He's like CJ, you don't know nothing about black people." And my coworker, he would listen to it, and he was like, man, this dude never spoke. He's like, this is, whoever, who's this guy? This guy speaks the truth on everything. And like, have you ever met this guy in person? And like, once.
Right.
He's like, man, I work with you every day, and I met this guy. And this guy only met you once in person, and he got you to a science. I'm like, fuck you. Oh, man. I do miss people. I know he's alive because he came back to do Mr. Good Deeds or Mr. Good Deed 2, Electric Evil Dude.
No Good Bullshit, whatever it's called, yeah.
No Good Movies.
Exactly.
My mom and sister went to, they waived my, I had some free tickets.
Oh.
And they went to go see
it. And they wasted on that tripe.
They thought it was pretty good, too.
Of course, yeah.
They thought it was good that he was choking out on a white woman. Yeah. I was highly offended. I'm like, don't choke out my women. I mean, just women.
Precious, what you doing, Idris?
He was trying to make her listen to his rap CD.
God damn, you left his private garden.
He's like, ah, you're choking me with your shitty ass Bluetooth headsets. Oh, man. I guess it was a movie that needed to be shown, especially after the whole Ray Rice incident. So you need to show a woman coming back and fighting.
Yeah, I guess in that sense, perfect timing, right?
But then it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, on the other hand, you got him beating down, up on women, so it's like,
Or having the cops knock. I was listening to, what's it called, Martin Review, and Martin Corey, and they were talking about how the cop came, checked him out, and then let him go about their way without a ticket or anything.
Right.
You know, I'm like, okay. So now it would make all those people say, like, you know what, Ferguson? You know, the cops, they have it hard, man. They should have did what they did, because they could have caught this bad guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks again last week for Martin. Thank you, Martin, for being on the show.
Yes, always awesome having Martin on the show.
Yeah, we definitely got to bring him back, especially when we get P1 back.
Should have him back this week.
Yeah, I know. If I would have known Monday, I would have called him again.
Yeah.
Right now, he's recording his double toasted, toasty review.
Ricky Roast and Toast, I believe it is, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So.
That bullshit.
Anyway, but on the other hand, we got our shit to record, so hey.
Hell yeah. We got our own shit.
We got some darker shit to talk about, so let's get into it.
Right.
All right. So, this first topic, CJ. Were you a fan of that King Kong movie back in 2005?
The one made by Peter Jackson.
The one made by Peter Jackson.
I guess Jet Black was okay. The gorilla was okay.
Okay. What you think about the movie overall?
I don't know. I thought it was just it was an okay movie. I'm like, I never really gave a shit about King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Especially growing up. All I remember is the original King Kong, where he was grabbing black people and then biting their hairs off like a little Barbie dolls. I'm like, man, fuck King Kong. He can't. He ain't nothing but black people.
Yeah. Like, yeah, feasting on your white women, man.
Yeah.
Take him away.
Take the white women. Kill the black men. So hide your wife, hide your kids, to King Kong eating everybody up in here.
Exactly. So,
but no, I thought it was okay. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I thought the movie would have been awesome if it was an hour shorter.
What? Oh, you mean Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
A movie that's an hour shorter?
Yeah, because I know.
Condensed?
Yeah, I know. That's like completely out of Peter Jackson's realm. That's like blasphemy in his world.
No movie should be under 3 hours long.
I'm like, man, you have all this setup and it's just there for no fucking reason. I'm like, why? You had a good movie in there. There is a good movie hidden in there. That's what's so frustrating about it.
Release the 10 hours of deleted scenes.
Anyway, but what I'm alluding to is that, I don't know if you heard, but at this past Comic-Con, they announced a prequel reboot, Skull Island. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't. What is it?
Yeah. There's not too many details out right now, but apparently it takes place exclusively on Skull Island, and it takes place before the whole King Kong come to New York and all that jazz. So my reaction was, I was like, okay, how are you going to make a movie out of this? Like, what will be the point?
Well, my reaction right now is, oh my God, you got to go back and eat some more black people.
You can't just have the whole movie just with just a bunch of Skull Islanders, because like it basically just be a apocalypto, you know. And I don't know how that well that's going to jive with mainstream audiences, you know.
Yeah.
So
I wonder what he kidnapped like before he kidnapping white women. Like, did he kidnap big booty black women on the island? Did he have like a Kim Kardashian or a what's her name? Lil' Kim. I mean, not Lil' Kim. Nicki Minaj.
That's a good point, man. I don't know. Did he have a Miss Kong back in the day? That, who knows?
Was Miss Kong albino? Is that why he wanted a white woman?
Wouldn't that be some shit? She was albino.
I don't know. I mean, what's the whole point? What are we gonna be watching him doing? Like, is he gonna be a protagonist, or they gonna do that whole Dracula bullshit?
I don't know, man. And that's the thing. But the report came out today. Let me send you this link right here. That might shed some light on what exactly is going on with this story. So, the God of Mischief himself, Tom Hiddleston, has been cast in the movie as one of the leads, I presume. Yes. So this.
What's the matter with his face on this picture? This, on this Entertainment Weekly picture, he looked like the kid from the Box Troll.
Wow, you know what, he actually kind of does. Holy shit!
What's wrong with him on this picture?
But yes, this story comes from Entertainment Weekly. The story goes on to say, Tom Hiddleston, who's currently turning up to croon as Hank Williams in I Saw the Light, will star in Legendary's big-budget King Kong spinoff. It's not really a spinoff, only set up source, titled Skull Island. Jordan Vogt Roberts, director of The Kings of Summer, will direct a script written by Max Bornstein, who, oh, goddamn, who wrote Godzilla. Fuck, well, there goes my any excitement I had. I had none in the first place.
Oh, that's... that's good. That's less time for me watching them eat black people. At least it'll do the last 5 minutes of the movie.
So we're going to explore the mysterious island that was the home of Kong and other terrifying prehistoric creatures. Quote goes on to say, previous works have touched on the island, but staying on and exploring this mysterious and dangerous place offers Legendary the opportunity to take audiences deeper inside this rich world with a style and scope that parallels other Legendary productions.
Since Legendary owns Godzilla, you think they're gonna try to do some kind of Godzilla versus King Kong?
It seems way too obvious at this point. That, I think that is exactly where this is going.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yep.
We're gonna have like a long ass movie with a star that we see. It's gonna be just like the other trailer. We're gonna have a person that we all want to see.
Mm-hmm.
He died at the first 5 minutes of the movie. We always see a banana peels and lizard scales everywhere.
Yeah.
Then we see a fight on somebody else's monitor, and it lasts for 30 seconds, and it's over.
Oh, man. Isn't this like a movie you want to see, CJ?
No.
Full price to see that? Doesn't that just sound awesome? I mean, goddamn, dude.
I mean, what kind of prequel are you going to have? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Is he raised by somebody? Is he raised by, I don't know, is he raised by the forest?
Yeah, and I'm saying, like he didn't have contact with, you know, modern civilization or, you know, I guess, cultured human beings, other than the Skull Islanders, until, you know, the film crew came along. So, and this takes place all before that. So I'm like, what exactly route are they taking with this story? I'm confused. Yeah.
You know, probably after the whole Planet of the Apes, they're just gonna have other black people and stuff with huts and stuff like Planet of the Apes, not be able to speak, have a subtitle, and then just have little scenes with him. I don't know what they're gonna do with him. However you're gonna end it, they actually had it where they knew how to keep him under control, and they knew to sacrifice a woman or a person every so many weeks or days or whatnot. So maybe they're going to show the origins about that. Like, maybe he doesn't kill the people. He just takes them and put them in a better cave or something.
Okay, yeah. See, that didn't sound interesting at all to me.
Nah, I can't even make it sound interesting.
Yeah, man. They got to do something truly amazing to make this even somewhat relevant to me, at least. Because, I mean, I'm just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, well, since you did one, I'll do one. Your boy.
Okay.
Your boy, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, he's my boy. Okay, I didn't know Andrew Garfield was my boy, but all right.
Oh, man, you love Spider-Man, too.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
I remember saying quite the opposite, actually, but okay.
Yeah, you said it was better than Guardians.
Whoa, okay. Wow,
I think I remember you saying it was better than the Guardians.
Well, I must have been on NyQuil that night or something.
Yeah. I think that's every time you go see a good movie.
According to your logic.
But yeah, Andrew Garfield, he responded to like a negative post. He responded to all the people who were giving Spider-Man 2 negative feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, he was really taken aback. And this is coming from the comicbookmovies.com with Andrew Garfield, courtesy of movie lair Colin. And Andrew Garfield, so he says in one of his, because a reporter asked him, like, so what makes you so upset about everything? And he says, I was reading a lot of reaction from people, and I had to stop because I could feel that I was getting away from how I actually felt about it. For me, I read the script from Alex and Bob, who wrote it, and I genuinely loved it. I thought the thread was running through was awesome. I think what happened was that the pre-production, the bigwigs came and removed a few scenes, and once they did that, the thread kind of was broken. So certainly the people didn't get the chance to see the true experience of the movie.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so he kind of, what he's trying to do right here, he's just saying, look, it was good. Hey, y'all, man, this was good. It was really good. This was so good. This is like somebody like baked you a pie and then they ate it themselves and then shit in it,
yeah,
in the pie and try to feed it to you. They said, no, man, I know that pie looked like shit, but the pie that I ate, you know, behind the counter that you didn't see, it was delicious. So, yeah, take my word for it. While you eat this nasty-ass Spider-Man 2 pie.
Yeah, I'm going to call bullshit on Andrew's story. Because, have you seen any of the deleted scenes from this film?
No, I have not. It's on Blu-ray now.
It's on Blu-ray, but they put out a lot of their deleted scenes on YouTube, actually.
Okay.
And I'm going to call bullshit on one particular scene where the ending is almost completely different. So you actually find out his father is alive.
Why?
Yeah. So if that's the good stuff he's talking about that got chopped up by Sony, apparently, then Andrew Garfield, I'm sorry, man. You have poor fucking taste in scripts. If that's the case. Oh, not to mention another deleted scene with Electro's mother. Horrible. Horrible.
Electro mother? Yeah. Why do we need to see Fox's mother?
They try to establish, he's down his luck guy, nobody remembers him, not even his own mother. She doesn't remember his birthday. And I'm just like, the scene, oh my God, it is just more embarrassing. Shit.
She got Alzheimer's or something?
No, she's just one of these moms that she just doesn't give a shit. She just neglects them.
Okay.
Yeah. And it really adds nothing. It's just more buffoonery, if anything.
So, Andrew, all the cut edits that the big production, the big wigs came. You know what happened, Andrew? You know. So. Are they hiding it? They don't even want us to know how good this movie is.
Yeah, they really don't. They really don't.
They want this movie so sabotaged. Andrew, I'm sorry, Andrew. Come on. Come on, just be real. I mean, I guess you can't be real because you work for Sony.
Right.
So,
man, I'm just like, man, It's
what if that would happen with P1? You know, maybe like when he was flying with him and Miss One, Miss P1, they were flying to Puerto Rico, and some agent from Sony came out and like, you need to stop talking that shit about Spider-Man. He got to fight the guy in the cockpit.
Like, shit, no one is safe. Not even Andrew Garfield.
He's used in that movie, too. Any other deleted scenes in there that, like what about the scene where Harry called Peter to his office?
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, they deleted that. And that seemed like a major plot point. That was in every damn trailer and commercial.
Every trailer.
So, I mean,
it was so much in the trailer. It even had its own little tagline. It was like, that's the big question. Why wasn't the trailer in the scene?
Right.
Why was this scene in the movie? I'm like, okay. You know, they edited out so much stuff out of that movie.
Yeah.
And now for you to tell me that they even had Jamie Foxx's mother or whoever played it. Who was the actress that played Jamie Foxx?
Oh, she was some lady I've never seen before.
And a mad black lady?
Yeah.
That's probably what they did. They just filmed Jamie Foxx going up to some random mad black woman saying, Mama, it's my birthday. She's like, I don't know you.
Oh, man. Shit, might as well have been the case. I don't know. Yeah, man. But, this whole production just sour top to bottom, man. There was nothing positive about this at all.
Well, hopefully these spinoffs of Spider-Man and the Sinister Six, hopefully this takes off. Yeah. They're still trying to talk about the whole Venom stuff.
Yeah, I heard a point about this today, too. It's really happening, apparently. But one of the writers of this film, boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to make lightning not strike at all.
Anyway, I'll try yet another story. Let me send you this link really quick, if I can find it. Where is it? There we go. Now, CJ, I know you, are you a fan of Brazilian women? Or Colombian?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
So you know they are... They're not shy about their sexuality at all.
No, I know what story you're about to show.
Man, because Brazil, man, well, South America in general, man, they have all these, like, these Miss Bum Bum competitions and all that, and so they like to have it out there, man. So, look at this article from Gawker. Man, These cyclists, they have these controversial, if you want to call it that, uniforms.
Yeah, man, these cyclists, you know, they have a uniform where, you know, the top half it kind of look like a normal cyclist uniform, red, yellow.
Yeah.
But then you get down to the midriff.
Mm-hmm.
And down to the bottom.
Yep.
And for some reason, they decided to put a flesh tone color vagina mark.
Yeah, you see that? I don't know if it's the shadow or what. But
with hair?
Man, but this picture I'm looking at right now, yeah, you got to do a double take. Like, wait, what am I seeing right now? Because, damn.
And then what makes it really odd, at least they could have tried to make the one dark-skinned girl have the same type of skin tone. Because it just looked like that she kept her stuff locked down where no sunlight ever hit it.
Exactly. Yeah, because all the other girls, yeah, it blends in quite nicely. And then you get to the one on the left, I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, because you look directly in the middle, you got to think, like, what the hell is he doing? And I... Do we ever figure out, is this because of some kind of statement or whatnot? Or was it a...
Let me read the article real quick. Let me see this.
Okay.
It goes on to say, an unfortunately placed gold panel captured the imaginations of thousands of cycle enthusiasts this weekend when the Colombian women's team debuted their new team uniforms. The team wore the color black unitards to a cycling competition in Italy, where photographs from the event were eventually marked by Twitter with a warning, "The following media may contain sensitive material." As it turns out, the cycling team did not, in fact, flash the world. According to NPR, it was a well-intentioned but poorly executed design. According to the Chasing Wheels website, the section that has made some viewers do a double take is not a new color, they say. It's gold. That one gold to me. And Lycra, done as gold effect, never photographs well. Sure as hell doesn't.
Right. Ain't no that bullshit. They go my ass.
Say, it's unfortunate, but there you are.
My vagina.
As for the design, it seems to come from one of the team's members, cyclist Angie Tatiana Rojas Suarez, according to both the Spanish language ABCs and El Tiempo. Wow, well, she must be quite the freak. She goes on to say, "The uniform may not be the most beautiful, and we may not like it, but there's no need for certain comments." Okay, what the hell were you expecting?
Right. You got your freaking vagina, or a picture of your vagina.
Like, you could not tell me she saw this and didn't think people were going to take this lightly, or look at it as, oh, just another uniform. Like, come on, man, seriously?
You know, if I ever put on a darkness shirt, and you got a big old black darkness cock on the shirt, I'm going to deny it, too.
Yeah. She can do it. You can do it, too. Fuck it. Why not?
And what gets me is the hair. Like, is that supposed to be hair?
Man.
Or that's just shadow because it's in between the crotch?
Yeah, dude. I'm like, did they just intentionally shade that darker? Because I'm like, really? What were y'all going with this?
And if they're Brazilian, shouldn't they not have any hair at all?
Well, tell me, is it Colombian?
Oh, Colombian. Okay. Yeah. Those hairy-ass bastards. They need to take a cue from the Colombians. The Brazilian one.
Get that wax on.
Right. I don't mind if you shave, ladies. It's all up to you. Yeah.
Hey, well.
Some people think there's some type of like a whole shaving thing. Like, you're not supposed to shave.
Really?
You're disempowering women by having them shave. I'm like, where am I taking them to some kind of shaving farm? You know, like, I'm shaving them like sheeps or something.
Really? That's frowned upon. I did not know that.
I don't know. It's certain circles.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, okay. You know, that's what I said too. I'm like, well, you know, if she shaved, great. You know, I mean, most people I know, you know, they shave underneath their armpits and stuff, mm-hmm. and some don't. I mean, I shave underneath my armpits sometimes, so I'm like, whatever. You know, if a girl I would assume if I shave, that some girls like to shave.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just don't want to see all that.
Yeah, you just don't want hair.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't want all that mess down there.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Columbia, for... I don't know, trying to say something or not.
They're trying to say a goddamn thing.
They knew what they were doing. Come on, that's too perfect.
Look at that, man. I'm like, come on, yes. Seriously, Columbia? Or just chick in particular who designed it? Miss Suarez?
I don't know what I did. I just tried to make a nice dress or a nice, I don't know what the bitch is. So anyway. So what movie is coming out this week that P1 is reviewing?
Shit, what is coming out? Let me even look this up real quick. I don't know.
Because I know what's coming out this week is the bootleg version of the Penis Games.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's a screener he's at right now. The Maze Runner.
Goddamn. He went to go see this after seeing I saw that movie Detergent or deodorant
Rygaard.
Yeah, it was just like Rygaard. It burns you and it was unpleasant and you still stink after that movie.
But I saw that. I don't know if you do you Do you follow CinemaSins?
Oh, yeah.
I never seen the movie, but I saw the CinemaSins. I was like, oh, wow, this looks pretty bad.
It is pretty fucking bad. I mean, come on now. At least I like The Hunger Games. And I read it, too. I read The Hunger Games. I enjoyed it for what it was. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Hunger Games. I don't think it's great or anything, but I find the movies enjoyable.
But then you see these other neat knockoffs. This Maze Runner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hold on. Let me get this trailer for this. Since I guess we can play it because people are going to be reviewing it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Get the people hype.
Hype up for some more YA goodness, young adult.
It looks like, I guess Ray Rice is in there with him. Training him.
So you drag her out like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you drag a woman out.
What is this place?
Can you tell me your name?
I can't remember anything.
Who put us here?
Nothing but dudes.
We don't know.
Why do I even want to see this movie? Maybe if I were, like, you know, really gay, I was like, oh, ooh. See all these men running through.
Well, CJ, you did enjoy screenshots, so.
I enjoy men, Cody. All right, men, man's butt.
Man, oh, not that young adult butt.
No, I don't need that young adult butt. That gets you in trouble with real man butt. That take it from you.
The moment you showed up, it's a girl.
That's how everybody acts on Xbox when a girl's on Call of Duty.
But if you want to stay here, I need to know that you're going to follow the rules.
Follow the rules.
Very good. Cool.
Maze Runner.
Yeah, well.
Good luck, P1.
Yeah, I don't know, man. These young adult novel movies, they're very much hit and miss. More so miss, for me, at least. So,
yeah. And then I think you get people to say, you gotta read the book. The book is amazing. You gotta read
the book. You need to read the book.
I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear P1's review this week.
Yeah, it should be entertaining for sure. Because did you listen to his No Good Deep review, by any chance?
No, I need to finish listening to
it. Oh, man. That tell you, that review did not disappoint at all.
It never does. Because I was waiting for it, too. I was waiting for that review.
Oh, man. Nobody hates Idris Elba as much as that, man. I tell you.
Come on, now. He should give credit to the Driz.
No. Yeah, the Driz, man. Everybody was so much entertainment, specifically with Private Garden. The greatest music video of all time.
All right, well, the ball is back in your coat, Cody.
Oh, yes. Well, I think it's time to hop in his video, CJ. One of your your peeps, or the apple of your eye, I should say.
Apple of my eye? Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you did a cougar love, right, CJ?
Yeah.
You know, you said cougars, and I know you love white women too, so best of both worlds for you right here, CJ.
Okay. I know, we already got Wayne already bailed ship, so I guess I got to hold down the fort.
Yeah, I guess you do. So, yeah, why don't you load that video up for us, CJ? And I was going to speak for itself.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is a black person she's talking to, a young black man, so just keep that in mind.
This is a And keeping in mind, I see world star hip hop.
Only the best, CJ. Only the best.
Oh, Lord. All right, let me click on this. World star hip hop people. You know, you see that logo. Woo! All right, I don't know what happened there, but we're back. So let me see what this video you sent.
And he said, "Can you do it again?" And you're like, "Stuck for 5 hours. Are you ever gonna fuck me?"
Was that hard then? No, because every time I get a hard, it gets soft by the time I get it to my pussy. Fuck you, old man. I ain't fucking you no more ever again. I'm looking for other guys that have hard on that are good. I'm serious.
Oh, God.
Did I impress you?
Oh, no, not at all. Because I'm just laughing at what you're saying. Oh, God.
Well, it's true.
That may be true.
It's true.
I won't ever know.
That's why when you get old, you'll notice that a girl won't buy you no more. Because you a limp-dick motherfucker.
You old drunk baby, too. Take your ass back to the fire.
I mean, when you get old. Right now.
I got plenty of time. I'm not old yet.
I know. That's why you're attracted to me.
Huh?
I mean, I'm attracted to you.
Oh, man.
Because I know how hard you get. I already had one of you guys before.
Really? Do you look like him?
No, it looks just like you.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. And what's the odds?
And it was a pleasure. It was a blessing.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that.
Oh, Trump, are you coming and disturbing his good brother?
Oh, man.
Hey, you guys quit talking dirty to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
You know,
I need to stop talking like that. Yeah, I
thought she was about to put her titties on the glass.
So, yeah, see, yeah, man, I think we found the perfect woman for you, man.
Mm.
She's white.
Okay.
She's a cougar. She's old. She's up there in age. She's into black men. Not only just black men, young black men. So,
okay.
I mean, I think she checks off the list for you, man. Right?
Yeah. No, I don't. You,
oh, not to mention, she's drunk. She has a lack of self-respect, clearly, so.
Ooh, well, now.
Oh, now I hit that itch. Okay.
Right. You have my attention, but now you have my praise or whatever that however that quote goes. Okay. So, yeah, I definitely got it. Cause she definitely got to have some low self-esteem.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get their brother out of Denny's.
Was that at Denny's? I can't even tell.
I don't know. It's probably at like Las Vegas. No,
like hometown buffet or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But man, dude, no shame. Like, that woman had no fucking shame at all.
Man, nasty lady.
Just the way you like it.
Oh, boy. But, is that all for the Cody news?
Yeah, but about wraps it up, my man.
Yeah, this has actually been a slow week, and I was really hoping to have P1 this week. I would probably investigate more.
Yeah.
You know, especially ask him how his Puerto Rican trip was.
Yeah, but I was hoping to have him right here, too, because I know he was going to give you shit for certain comments you made.
A certain comment?
Yeah.
I didn't make no comment.
About a certain rapper and his wife.
A rapper and his wife? Oh. I say so much shit all the time. I don't know what I said about him.
It wasn't like anything bad. You say you talk about them in a positive light, which irked him. Do you?
Oh.
I'm getting that. No.
No. I'll just wait till he come back.
Okay. All right. I was waiting for
him. I'll wait for him to come back. He can tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was waiting for him to come back. I'll let him do that. Cause, yeah, I was looking forward to that. But yeah, we can wait on that. Yeah, man, but I guess we can finish it up with the questions. We unfortunately, we only had that made this week because the podcast went up a bit late last week, so.
Right.
Can't really get those questions in, but we do have one, at least. Oh, we got two. Never mind. Got two. I guess someone just got two.
Okay.
Emma's Chaos, she asks, what are you guys' feelings on the writers or the writer of the Grudge match? Apparently writing the script at 23 Jump Street. Are you kidding me? Really?
So not going to be the two guys?
No. Oh, my God. That's heartbreaking. I haven't heard about this.
Okay. Well, there's not going to be those two original guys who did it. Then you know it's going to be shit now.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, you can sign me out, dude. Cause, wow, really?
Even though they kind of set it up for the next movie to be shit, so you can't do nothing but expect it not to suck.
I guess.
I mean, don't you expect it to suck? Because when they did the whole 23 Jump Street, 24, 25, 26, all of them, you know, they those movies would have sucked on their own.
Yeah.
So if they got to come out and do it, go ahead. Have at it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm reading an article right now. Apparently, they haven't decided if they're going to direct it or not. So maybe that's probably going to be the main deciding factor if this movie fails or succeeds, for me at least, man. Because, wow.
I hope those guys just stop and they don't do it. Because they already on a roll.
Oh, yeah. They're very much on a roll, man. Yeah. Those guys can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah.
So, man. Anyway, we'll see. Not positive news at all, in my opinion, but who knows, man. Last question comes from Cynthia. She says, Cody, that was really nice of you because I think T1 has a lot of charisma as well. Would you say he has the charisma of that of Corey Coleman? LOL. Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
What was really nice of you, though? What did you do?
What was that?
I said, what did you do?
Oh, no, I was commenting on P1's charisma.
Oh, okay. Of Corey Coleman, if I had to break down P1, I would totally think that, yeah, he definitely, I mean, he tried to claim that he's Martin's son, but he's really Cody. I mean, not Cody, Corey's son.
No.
He have more Corey.
Oh, him. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Those two would definitely cut from the same cloth. Right.
If anything, he escaped, it kind of like, he kind of escaped from the house of Corey and went to the house of Leon, but he still had the house of, Martin, he still had the house of Corey DNA inside of him.
Oh, yeah, running strong in those veins, that's for sure.
Yeah. At least, you know, especially when I see you or talk to you, I do get that Martin vibe as well. Yeah. And I know he don't like to be compared to Corey or nothing like that. And not to be compared, but, you know, we all kind of like people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all kind of got ran together because we all enjoyed the same stuff and kind of had the same type of ideas. So,
yeah, man, it's all in the family. All in the family.
Yeah, me on the other hand, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm more of a Cyrus slash co-host at times.
You mean like a Cyrus slash Tommy?
Oh my God, no!
I get some Tommy vibes off you.
Wow, do I come in high? No, I don't come in high.
You come in high, but I don't know, man. It's kind of how you kind of lay back about things, and not give a fuck. Yeah,
I don't even know Tommy.
Come on, what I got from the
podcast. Don't you dare compare me to.
All right, well, I just did. Deal with it, bitch.
Oh, fuck. Don't you dare compare me to Tommy. He took my job. That was my job.
Oh.
In Texas.
Oh.
No. No.
It's something personal there. Oh, name me.
No. It's all joke. I guess Wayne would totally be like, more like co-host. Okay, stop scooting your ass on the floor.
The hell is going on over there?
I'm sorry, of my little Pomeranian. He was scooting his ass on the floor.
Yeah. Thought that was Gloriel. Damn, see, leave your baby on the floor like that?
That baby would not be nowhere near my house. The only baby I have is my little Yugi. Come here, my little poopoo.
Oh, CJ, it's okay, man. I know you get Gloria on Tuesdays.
I do not get her at all.
It's cool, man.
When I die, all my stuff will go to Yugi. He will have my PlayStation 4. He will have everything. Because he's my love and my pride.
Yeah.
I love when I walk my little Pomeranian out, and everybody see like me as a big black guy walking this little Pomeranian dog.
Oh, how Corey is with his little chihuahua.
Yeah. Funny that he had a chihuahua at the same time I got my little dog. And, you know, the dog had an original name, and Corey was laughing about the name of the chihuahua when he first got it.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
The original name of his chihuahua, the name was Jonathan.
Jonathan. Really?
Yeah, on the day that I got to Austin last week, or not last week, but last month, mm-hmm. they told him, like, yeah, the dog named Jonathan. He's like, yeah, man, I don't know if I wanted to keep it or not because he got your name and you were calling me as soon as I got the dog. I felt that would be a little disrespectful to keep it. I'm kind of glad he did change.
Well, yeah. I don't want to get compared to a little mindless fucking dog. So.
Fucking mindless dog.
So, yeah, so you would be pretty happy about that. But, hey, man, I see you trying to use that dog shit, man. You're trying to have all the strategies in play, CJ. Yeah, you don't have to hide it, man.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I'm gonna take him to the park, walk him in the park, have people come up and say, oh my god, your dog's so cute.
Yeah, because see those Doctor Who conventions ain't panning out the way you thought. So you're like, you know what? Plan B fell safe. Got the Pomeranian.
Yep.
There you go.
Big old black. And then me and him gonna have a Halloween costume too. I'm gonna try to get him a. What's his name? Ew, you know what? That's what I should ask you. What you gonna dress for Halloween?
I didn't dress anything last year, so I don't know.
Are you gonna go to any parties this year?
We'll see, man. We'll see, because last year I was me and P1 went to San Diego during that weekend, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'll see what happens with this weekend, because that's my birthday weekend. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, but birthday's on the 28th of October, so.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, I got my costume. I want to do a couple costumes. So, my dog, I want him to be a Rocky Raccoon because he kind of looks like Rocky Raccoon a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, put a little vest on him.
Yeah.
And I'm already brown, so I can finish off and I can be Groot.
There you go.
I wonder what P1 what's P1 gonna be? He could be himself. You know it.
Probably be himself.
He's gonna be himself with like a
no, you know what he's gonna be? He's gonna be a black Star Lord.
Listening to his little tunes walking around, yeah. He gonna paint Miss P1 green.
They should actually do that, man. Should pass the idea along when he's on his podcast next.
Yeah, you can just paint it green and everything. She went Gamora. And then if you tag along, you can be painted blue. You can be that guy with the stick.
Do it with the
stick. Whistling at the stick.
Do it with the stick. Oh, do it with the stick.
Oh, what's his name? Merle.
Oh, Yondu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I might be down for that. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh yeah! Before we go, speaking of Merle, have you finished the Walking Dead game?
Yeah, I finished it.
Chapter 5.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Which ending? Do you go back and see all those three of those endings?
Yeah, I watched them on YouTube. I didn't go back and play the whole damn thing, but yeah, I saw them.
Okay, so which one will you stick with? And it could be spoiler, people. So if you want to hear it, goodbye.
You see, which one's my favorite ending, or which one?
Which one would you pick?
Well, I pick. I gotta go with the ending that I actually went with originally, was the one with Clementine and what's his name, Alvin Jr.
Yeah,
out in the wilderness by themselves. That's the best ride, I think, man. Because those two, I guess, caretakers, if you will.
Right.
Man, they ain't shit, dude. And I mean the Kenny one, the one where he goes to what was that safe haven? I forgot the name of it was.
Yeah.
Where they arrive there and Kenny, he basically has to sacrifice himself, I guess, or leave in order for Clementine to stay there, or they both leave. That was pretty heart wrenching. Not gonna lie. But Jane, man, she can go fuck herself, dude.
All right. I mean, she helped out a little bit, but then she just started. The way he started antagonizing somebody on the road, he got one fucking eye driving.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole way up there, dude, she is one shut the fuck up, man. I was like, man, just drive. Why are you going to bring this up right now? Jesus. Got this baby in the car. You're on the verge of death. It's winter. Ugh. Horrible person.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm glad you enjoyed that game because I need some good games to come out. I mean, I decided to take back Black Flag, Fuck that game.
Yeah, my brother, he took that back not too long ago too. So,
what fucking waste of money?
Yeah, man. As far as these Assassin's Creed games go, man, I don't know if you're looking for story now. I don't know if this is the franchise for you, because that used to be the case. I used to look forward to Assassin's Creed stories, man. I used to look forward to those mindfuck endings. I used to love them. Now I'm like, okay, I'm checking out, story-wise, at least.
I guess, speaking of checking out, I guess we need to start checking out of this show.
I guess we do.
Yeah.
We're going on too long.
Exactly, we were caught off guard.
Yeah.
No P1.
Hey, it happens.
No fun.
It happens.
But he's recording a great movie that he can't wait to see.
Yeah.
All those boys in the maze.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm.
The Ray Rice training simulation.
Oh, golly. I can't wait to get his thoughts. But yes, people, if you guys want to hear P1, make sure you tune in for next week so the darkness will be complete.
Yes.
So, as always, I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And we'll be back next week with the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone.